Grace Allison. So Grace is here today to talk to us about how you can create the life you've always wanted. And she's here to share with us her new book, Do You Have a Dream? Workbook. Now, Grace is a modern Christian mystic and an award-winning self-help and motivational author who has helped thousands of people find their spiritual wisdom to solve their everyday challenges. So let's welcome to the show, Grace.
Well, thank you, Marianne. I appreciate being here.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to have you here. And, you know, what a great way to start off the new year by having a dream workbook to get started on.
Absolutely. Whenever the new year begins, people think of all the things they want to do, include starting with losing weight or perhaps making new goals. And there's always a resistance inside. Oh, my gosh, did I take on too much? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes it could feel like, you know, kind of getting to overwhelm because we get this list of things we should do. But is it really things that feed our soul?
Exactly. And my book has some specific keys in it to not just give you an idea to dream, but how to receive the dreams. Because often when we put down a goal or we put down something that we want to achieve, it is a goal, and we've never gone there before. So there's all kinds of things in the way that get in the way of receiving it. And with my book and all of the keys in the book, there are ways to unlock your blocks so that you actually receive the dream, receive what you're actually trying to have in your life, whether it's more money, a better career, relationships, and it even could be losing weight. It's a matter of, are you really ready for that intention and that ability to receive?
Yeah, so, you know, before we get too far into this discussion, I'd love to learn how you became a modern Christian mystic.
Well, this has been 40 years in the making for me. Being a mystic is not about reading astrology cards or tarot, but it's really going into the spiritual heart. And that started for me about in 1973 when I met a very special person, John Roger, in a meeting. And that night when I was going to sleep, I had this beautiful feeling of God's love flooding my entire beingness. And it set me on a journey of going into my heart, into the loving of my spiritual heart, and learning how to heal the past of pain and suffering so that I could live a more heartfelt, spiritual, loving life. And it's all about healing and forgiveness and moving forward. And it's been 40 years of doing this. I mean, I've had incredible experiences of God's light and love and healing through my life, especially when I turned 40 and I had cervical cancer. And I'm laying there in bed and calling in the light. And that night, I had this beautiful healing of love. I was lifted up into my soul, and a beautiful light came into me and flooded my entire beingness with this love. And the next day, the surgeons went in there, and there was nothing there. So I totally dedicated my life to the mystical travelers, the light of the Christ, and really held the focus of this loving. And I'm a light bearer and sharing this information with people so they too can turn inside. I mean, we're in a time right now where there are a lot of people struggling on many different levels. And I'm a light bearer holding this information and energy and trying to help people go back inside where we really do need to find who we are.
Mm-hmm. And just to be able to move beyond these things that come up in our lives that can be, you know, some of them are traumatic, some of them are challenges, but to be able to meet them and just walk through that.
And it's not easy to say that and do that every day. we are here on the planet, I think, to learn lessons. And a lot of lessons come with difficulties. I mean, people having health issues, perhaps their house has been burned down. We had a lot of floods in the world lately. A lot of change. And with change brings challenges. And how we meet those challenges sometimes will define our lives, whether for the better or however we choose to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, and just in how we move forward. And it makes a big difference, you know, because there's always going to be challenges. It's how we, you know, overcome those and the spirit that we keep as we do that.
Absolutely, yes.
So as you were on your journey over the last 40 years, you know, and on this path of being a light bearer, how did this dream book come into being?
The dream book came out of my illness when I was in my 40s, because I had to ask myself questions. If I were truly healthy and well, what would I be doing with my life? And this is when I learned about how intention really matters when you're going toward change. And when I started doing this process, my intuition and things started coming to me to help me make the changes I needed to make. So I started writing down questions, asking myself, am I safe? Am I worthy? For all the changes that I wanted to make so that I could be healthy and well again, because the doctors weren't going to help me. Nobody was going to rescue me. And I think that's one thing in our culture today is we have rescue me. I don't want to do this myself. Well, I'm sorry. It all comes back to us. And that's how it got started for me, is I decided to create positive intentions and work through the change of those intentions. And so A Dream is a Wish the Heart Makes was my first book that came out in 2000. And it really came out after I lost my job. And I asked God, what am I supposed to do? And he said, write your book. And I go, book? And it was about the last 10 years that I had experienced change in my life and the wellness programs that I was assisting other people with the same processes of mental, emotional, spiritual intention and change, so that they could also flourish. We have to go inside and change who we are in our minds and our spirit in order for life to come to us in an easier, more loving, helpful way. Mm-hmm. And that's how the first book got started. And that was, I was unemployed for like 3 years. But I managed to make enough money and get the book published myself. And this was self-publishing before it was self-publishing in 2004. That's when the book came out. And it has really touched a lot of people and helped a lot of people along the way. So that's how the first book got started.
So who is this book intended to be for? Is it for everybody? Is there just a certain audience that you're looking to reach with this book?
It's really amazing how many people have been touched by it. I find that people who are looking for a better way to think and feel. Sometimes they're not physically well. Other times they want a journal that they can use on a daily basis that will help spur them into a new moment. I have some ladies who read spiritual books at night, and this is one they keep by their bedside for when they go to sleep at night, and it helps them let go of the day. I had some people use it to, I had one gentleman who was a coach, a professional coach, who read the book and helped him make his new goal for his career. And so there are elements of the book in that, elements in the book for those kinds of changes. I also offer a workshop. I do a 4-hour workshop with this book. And I've found people from all kinds of levels, some people who are have cancer and find peace because they're about to pass over. There is just a wide range of people who are looking for inspiration today because of where we are on the planet, and it provides lots of different inspiration for very many people.
Well, and I know in your book you talk about the five keys that kind of
Yes.
move people through the entire book. Why don't you share that with our listeners?
Okay. The first important part of the key is, what is your dream? If you had something that perhaps was so unattainable, like when I was homeless, jobless, and penniless, I created my process of writing down what I wanted and the kind of job I wanted. But there was a huge dream I had, which was to be on the Oprah Winfrey Show. And I wrote that down as kind of a joke, but you know what? Within a year, I was in her audience. So I can tell you that writing down what it is that you want and having that intention is very, very important. And then there are what gets in the way of those dreams, which is the resistance, what I call just the resistance of energy, the blocks that hold you back. And in this process in the book, I ask you, so now you've written down your dream. Do you really feel safe with this dream? Maybe, are you worthy to have it? How about, are you permitted to have it? So there are a number of questions I ask so that you can then write down what the resistance is to having your dream. Because once we clear all the stuff that's in the way, you'll be surprised the magic that happens, that comes to you once you have cleared everything in the way. And then we align with the loving of the heart, which is making sure that it's for the highest good. This is not a manipulation of asking for what you want and then God being the bellhop in the sky giving it to you. But really, you go into a forgiveness of all the stuff that you've held against yourself and just ask God, please, if it's for the highest good, I would really like to have and receive this dream. Sometimes I found, even though you've written down this dream, this isn't what really God wants for you. And something else comes up that could even be better. So that's why we do this for the highest good, because we allow the spirit of the loving of God to come forward and to bring forward what is for your highest good. And there is healing in this. There is creativity that just magically appears once you start letting go of what's in the way. And creativity just, it's like, oh boy, I want to do this and this, and boy, isn't this fun? Mm-hmm. And the process, I do have this one key in here, which is really, really important, that we do this and it's easy, it's pleasurable, it's safe, and it's fun with joy and enthusiasm. I mean, who wouldn't want to be involved in something that's easy, pleasurable, safe, and fun with joy and enthusiasm? And that's why these five keys are important, because it takes you through the steps easily, and you can do this every day for like 30 days, and you'll be surprised what happens, just the magic that happens after 30 days.
It just sounds like it's such a delightful journey to go through each of these steps, because it really does uncover quite a bit. And I'm sure when people get to that point when you're like, hey, I'm writing a dream for myself, you know, when a lot of times people are caregivers for kids or, you know, family members or what have you, it seems like dreaming for themselves is not permitted, or it's hard for them to kind of come up with that.
Absolutely. I started out that way. I raised five brothers and sisters and a crazy mother. I had no boundaries. And so it's important to find boundaries for yourself and priorities, and the book goes into doing how to do that. We have to take care of ourselves first. or we lose ourselves and we'll get very sick along the way. So it's real important for caregivers in particular to start taking care of themselves first and say, if I was worthy to have a dream, what would it be?
Do you ever get when people contacting you saying they kind of get stuck on that part?
Yes. And that's why I ask you to write down, if you don't feel worthy, what's in the way of that? And so then it's just an automatic writing that you do to write down the resistance of being worthy. I'm not worthy because, and then just write it all out. This is all in our unconscious, all of these things we've been holding on to, the programming that we receive from what we should be doing as caregivers, as wives, as mothers, as those that we are out there supposedly taking care of all the time. So what is in the way of you actually being worthy? Write it down. Get it out. Because once you start getting it out, you'll find that you release and dump all this negativity that you no longer need. And you just keep writing and writing and writing until there's nothing else there. And once you've let that go, then we call in God's loving light and we say, Father, I forgive myself for holding these judgments against myself. And I bless this and I place in this light the ability to receive worthiness for myself, that I may too receive your loving grace and be worthy to receive all good things in your name. And that kind of process, you do that every day until you actually start feeling the love in your heart and the worthiness coming in. And you'll see that you'll have more confidence in yourself and your abilities to interact with others. You won't be as sharp or angry, pushing people away, because you are now feeling as though you have a space of your own. And that space is heartfelt inside of you, and you're able to give more of yourself because you're more full in the cup that you have of your own love. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And it's interesting when, you know, people are starting to walk through, you know, their dreams and what it is that they want. I mean, they get to the third key, which is forgiveness. And I would think that that's also a place where people are like, you know, how can you forgive the unforgivable sometimes, though, you know?
Well, what is unforgivable? God said there's nothing that we cannot forgive. We're here to learn lessons on our planet here. And there's no one here on the planet that does not deserve his love. And whatever has happened, no matter what you've done, there's nothing that he won't forgive. And it takes small steps sometimes and just saying, God, please give me the strength to forgive myself. Yeah. And that sometimes will start the process to where you then can say, I forgive myself for holding these judgments against myself. But he is there, his loving grace and the Christ light that is within everyone is so present and available. We just have to ask.
And that's what it kind of comes down to, is just asking for that help.
Yes. And it's every day. I mean, sometimes the challenges, especially when people are sick or in a very difficult job situation. I had a job situation for 2 years with this very, very manipulative person who was attacking every day. And I was tested in my strength, tested in my courage. And by the end of the situation, it cleared. And I felt so much stronger inside of myself. But every day I was forgiving myself for holding judgments against myself that this person was going to destroy me. And she couldn't do it. And it kept, there were just things would happen to help keep her at bay. And at job situations, relationships, everything is here for a lesson. And if you kind of look at it that way, what lesson am I learning right now, and how can God help me in my loving so that I can make it through this in an easier way? I don't have to do this with anger. I don't have to act out. I don't have to be an againstness person. How can I put loving in this so that I can heal and perhaps lift the situation?
Yeah, and be able to turn things around. Because it
Absolutely.
Really, we want to be in a place, regardless what's going on around us, to be able to just respond, you know, with just kind of loving kindness or just staying neutral as much as possible and not react, and then having to have something else we need to work on forgiveness for.
Absolutely. And today we're in a change on our planet where there is so much againstness with terrorism, and it's caused a darkness on our planet. So we're in a challenging time right now to find the light inside of ourselves so that we can hold this and be there for one another right now. It's every person has to stand in their peace. We all have to call on our own loving inside and help each other through these changes that are happening on the planet. It's really a test of how are we going to respond to our life right now. Will it be with fear or with love?
Yeah, which way we're going to go with that. Well, in your book, you touch on something that I would love to talk with you about, because it's, I think it's something a lot of times people have difficulty with, and it's the topic of boundaries. So it's like when we talk about boundaries, a lot of times if someone was brought up in a home where maybe the boundaries were crossed, or the parents weren't very effective at boundaries themselves because they never learned that. What are some of the traits that you talk about boundaries in regards to your book?
Boundaries are really important. We live in such a fast world today, and with different genders interacting and cross, you know, it's just, we don't have a sense of social values. So what I like to tell people is, if you were sitting on 10 acres of land right now, this is where you are. You are on a piece of land that you own, that is your where your person is. And if you put your arms out and you kind of swing around, this is your personal space. And this is something that actually needs to be honored. Every person has their personal space that needs to be honored and cherished. And so I call this my personal boundary space. And when you call that forward to yourself, no one has the right to come there that's not invited. And you have a right to tell them, I'm sorry, but you know, right now, this is not a good time for me to talk with you, or what you said to me really comes against my boundary, my personal space of loving. This is a place that is really honored in our own personal way. And unless we let people know in a way that supports you and them, they're not going to know how to treat you. So we have to ask people to treat us the way we want to be honored. And this is a place where this 10 acres of your land is yours. It's your personal space. This is your Garden of Eden. This is where you create. This is your space of everything that belongs to you in a spiritual way. And so people have to learn to honor that space, and only you can tell them how you want to be treated. This personal boundary is yours. No one else has the right to come to you and step into that space unless you allow it. So I'd let people know that you create, allow, and promote everything from this one small place in the universe, which is your 10 acres. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's such a great way to explain it, because I think a lot of times people get a little confused with boundaries and, you know, how to start implementing them. And having that visualization of this is your 10 acres and, you know, this is like the things that you're willing to accept or not accept on your property, you know, and it's really talking about, you know, yourself and what it is that you're, just expecting from the people around you. And if your neighbors move, it's okay, you know?
Absolutely. And sometimes you do want them to move. I'm sorry, but gee, you know?
Well,
I'm not comfortable with you in my space right now.
Yeah, and when you have healthy boundaries, you know, there is a shift that happens in people, places, and things, and it's okay.
It's another part of being worthy. When you create healthy boundaries, when you let people know, hey, you know, what you said to me right now, just, I'm sorry, but I can't accept that. Especially when you're around toxic people that are constantly negative or saying things that are against everything in the world, whether it be politics or religion or what's going on the planet right now, I find that knowing that I have this 10 acres, I can also call in God's light and peace and grace and ask God to bless and protect my 10 acres so that there is a light barrier that you create around yourself that is a protection from anything that's coming towards you, that you would be protected from that. And there is a peace and a space that you can create every day with your 10 acres, just asking God, please, please surround, fill, and protect me with this light on my 10 acres so that my boundaries are safe. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's so important to have healthy boundaries. And what's interesting is, you know, we may lose some people along the way, but we end up gaining so much more in the long run.
Absolutely. We make better friends. We're able to create better relationships when we have good boundaries. We aren't as needy, because people without boundaries become very needy, and they take your energy. So having healthy boundaries creates better relationships, and you find that you're a happier, more mature person.
Yeah, all the way around. Well, and so what final thoughts would you like to leave our listeners with, Grace?
Every day, I ask myself, if there was a dream I had today, what would it be? How can I make myself happier today? I am in charge of this creativity that I have within me. And I would just ask everyone to play, to learn how to play with their creativity, to dream, to take responsibility for what makes them happy every day, so that we can add to everyone else around us and lift not just ourselves but the planet. I mean, it's really up to us individually to add to the planet's joy and upliftment. So I'd say dream. What do you dream?
Aw, and what a great note to end on. And where can our listeners connect with you and be part of your community to learn more about the work you do in your book?
Well, you can find me on Facebook for Grace Allison. You can also find me at modernmysticmedia.com. That's my website. And my books can be found there. I'm at grace@modernmysticmedia.com. You can send me an email there. And I'm also at gracethemystic.com. On Twitter. So please, I'd love to have everybody connect with me, and I can share stories, I can help you with the book, and I'm also available for workshops, either individually or in a group.
Perfect. You know, Grace, thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show with us here today.
Well, thank you, Marianne. I really appreciate you letting me be here today.
Well, we're at the end of our time today. I would like to thank everyone for tuning in. You've been listening to Moments with Marianne. And remember, make every moment count.
In a a single moment, your life can change. Moments with Mary Ann is a transformative hour that covers an endless array of topics with the best of the best. Her guests are leaders in their fields, ranging from inspirational authors, top industry leaders, and business and spiritual entrepreneurs. Each guest is gifted and a true visionary, a recognized leader in her own work, and while teaching others to develop, refocus, and grow, Mary Ann will bring the best guest and sometimes a special surprise. Don't miss this. You never know just which moment will change your life forever. Moments with Mary Ann airs every Thursday, Friday, and Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Mountain Time. Make sure to tune in and visit MomentsWithMaryAnn.com for more information.